Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Mondays can be difficult for people.
Sometimes they're filled with optimism about something good that could happen during the week. By the way, it's always great to hear your voice. That always starts me off in the right
and
way.
Yours.
But it's going to be an interesting week in that it's all about tax cuts. It took a year the last time, years ago, to have a tax cut. These guys want to do it in a week. They want the House to pass the Senate version, and we'll see. The president is pushing it like crazy. Mitch McConnell made the point is he'd bring up something in the Senate, but he wants to make sure, it's a very interesting statement, he wants to make sure that the president will sign it, because this is a president who is known for flip-flopping based on what his perception of political need, personal need, may be at a particular time. So it's unclear. We do know one thing, and that is not everybody is saying the same thing all the time. So yesterday we heard from the speaker saying that they would add a fourth bracket so that the very rich in this country, I think it's over 400,000 or something, 400 and something thousand dollars, would not have basically a tax cut. So that fourth bracket would make it more difficult for those very wealthy people to have a big tax gain of 5% or more. So what we're seeing is a certain amount of dissonance within the party. I'm sure that there will be many Republicans who don't want to see that fourth tax bracket, and that might be a fight. We haven't heard much from everybody on that issue. We did hear from the speaker. So we'll see. If the American people feel that the middle class are basically getting screwed, I guarantee you that this is going to have hard going. Right now, they do seem to have the Republicans on board. We'll see whether or not that keeps up.
The EPA and chemicals, an abrupt new direction on legacy chemicals like PFOA, something our listeners are very familiar with in the region. Part of a broad initiative by the Trump administration, Alan, to change the way the federal government evaluates health and environmental risks associated with hazardous chemicals, making it more aligned with the industry's wishes. A huge story on this in the Times I read over the weekend. It was a concerted effort to peel back these regulations.
Well, what part of this don't we understand at this stage of the game? Trump runs for president. He says he's going to make things better for people. And yet he's a bit of a climate denier himself, if not a full climate denier. He appoints people like the ones you're talking about right now. He says the drug companies are getting away with murder. And yet I don't see where the drug companies are being pushed back here. So he says one thing out of one side of his mouth. He does another out of the other. And this is typical Trumpism. But when you take a look at the record, what's happening is that climate change and drugs and everything else that we see that have endangered the American people are being pushed back.
How about an interview with Maureen Dowd in the New York Times with former President Jimmy Carter, who says he's eager to partner with Trump for a North Korea diplomatic mission?
Well, Jimmy Carter has been described, David, as the best ex-president we ever had. He wasn't too popular when he was here, but he's a great man. I don't think there's any question. He is a big guy on negotiation. So he flatters Trump and he says, you know, I could go over there and I could make some sense out of all of this. I don't know what to say. I don't think it would risk anything. I'm sure Trump isn't going to take him up on it, but that's the kind of man he is. And his Carter Center has been in the forefront of logical, consistent kinds of thinking, except over to the left. So I doubt it's going to get much play from Donald Trump.
Finally, Alan, I see a headline here that New York U.S. Senator Charles Schumer says there's a bipartisan health care bill which has a majority of votes.
Yeah, and it's unclear whether this president is for that or not. The president would obviously like to take credit for it. Anything. It could be a Democratic plan. It could be a plan that brings Democrats and Republicans together. It could be a real reactionary Republican plan. It doesn't matter as long as he gets the credit for it. Seems to me that they have kept trying to mitigate the Obamacare program. That didn't work. And now here is an opportunity for the president to say, see what I did? I brought them all together.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Monday continues.